From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Emotions are strong in the wake of a mass murder at a U.S. church. The suspect in the Wednesday shooting at an African-American church in Charleston, South Carolina, Dylan Roof, was charged Friday with 9 counts of murder and 1 count of criminal possession of a firearm. Zlata Chahok has more.
Roof showed no emotion as relatives of the victims addressed him over a video link. Many expressed forgiveness, but acknowledged that was hard to do.
That's my mother, you know, and that's rough.
All of the victims in the shooting at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church were black. Federal authorities say they are investigating the killings as a possible act of domestic terrorism, as well as a hate crime. President Obama expressed frustration at repeated mass killings and urged Americans to start a dialogue on gun laws that makes such killings possible.
At some point, as a country, we have to reckon with what happens. It is not good enough simply to show sympathy.
Mr. Obama said in 2013, gun violence killed 11,000 Americans. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. State Department says the number of terrorist attacks worldwide increased by 35% last year, with an 81% rise in the number of deaths. The findings are part of an annual State Department report, which helps the U.S. to assess its effectiveness and determine how to best calibrate its response to threats. The State Department coordinator for counterterrorism says the Islamic State group was responsible for the largest number of attacks in 2014 than any other terror group. The report also said the ongoing conflict in Syria has attracted the influx. VOA News. Saturday is World Refugee Day. The United Nations Refugee Agency says in a new report that a record number of people, 59.5 million, compared to the 51.2 million people from the previous year, have been forced to flee their homes in search of safety. U.S. President Barack Obama said World Refugee Day is a solemn occasion for the United States to join our partners in the international community in recognizing the dignity, value, and potential of every one of these lives. The UN says one in every 122 humans is now either a refugee, internally displaced, or is seeking asylum. If this were the population of a country, says UNHCR, it would be the world's 24th largest nation. South Korea says no new cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, were reported Saturday, thus raising the hopes the country is winning the battle against the deadly virus. So far, 24 people have died from MERS in South Korea. 166 have been sickened by the virus, which cannot yet be controlled by any known vaccine. More than 6,700 people in South Korea who may have been in contact with someone infected with MERS have been quarantined. Elsewhere in the region, Thailand's prime minister urged people not to panic after that country's first confirmed case of MERS was reported. And North Korea now has ordered its diplomats and workers stationed in the Middle East to temporarily remain there as fears grow about the disease. A South Korean official who asked to remain anonymous told VOA's Korean service that Pyongyang took the measure in an attempt to keep the virus from spreading to the north. President Obama will travel to Ethiopia next month, becoming the first sitting American leader to visit the African country and the headquarters of the African Union. The White House said the visit to Addis Ababa will come after a previously announced trip to Kenya. While in Ethiopia, President Obama will meet with government officials and hold talks separately with leaders of the African Union. Mr. Obama's trip to his father's homeland of Kenya will also be his first as president. He has been there before, went there before winning the White House, including a visit while he was a U.S. senator. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has rejected accusations that his country is aggressive, insisting that Russia has simply started asserting its interests more vigorously and consistently. Speaking Friday during a question-and-answer session at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, the Russian president responded to former French Minister François Fillon, who said Russia is behaving increasingly more aggressively. For a long time, Mr. Putin said Russia quietly offered all of the elements of cooperation, but was increasingly squeezed out to the point beyond which it cannot go.
That's the latest world news from VOA.